There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Sunday edition of the program. We are here as we will be throughout the week. Not necessarily you and I, Johnson, but I think... No, you're not on Thursday this week. That's Lauren from Manchester. Objectivist Girl. We'll have some of our regular co-hosts, others maybe not. It's the holiday week, you know. It's Christmas week, and Free Talk Live will be live on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, as well as New Year's Eve. So thank you to our board operators over at the Genesis Communications Network for being willing to come in and work holidays with us here. Because, you know, I feel like you're still out there listening, so we should be live. And that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. 7 nights a week, we take your calls about anything that happens to be on your mind. Last hour, Johnson, you brought in a story about marriage and asking the question about young people in America not getting married as often as in the past, you know, declining over decades. And one of the suggestions was that, well, maybe it's pornography's fault. And you didn't agree with that suggestion, right, Johnson, in which it seems absurd.
I mean, yeah, it really is.
That to suggest that it's pornography's fault that people are not getting married suggests that the primary reason for marriage is sex, and I don't think that that's the case at all. Now, maybe I'm wrong about this. I've never been married, and I'm not interested in getting married.
Right.
But for me...
But why aren't you getting interested in getting married?
Because
I'm also not interested in getting
because
married.
I think the institution's kind of silly. I don't really much care for the tradition of marriage. And also divorce, as you pointed out, is a nightmare of a process, and I wouldn't want to be involved in that. Now, of course, you could argue that, well, you don't have to have a state marriage.
Are there any benefits to marriage that you see that you're like, oh yeah, that if there weren't divorce, let's say divorce were not the problem that it is, are there any real benefits that's like, oh, that's really enticing to me?
Well, no, because a lot of the benefits to marriage are tax related, right? So, like, you know, you get some kind of benefit if you are married and you do taxes, I guess. Right. I don't do taxes, so that, for me, that's not a factor. I guess there's the thing about visiting your loved one in a hospital if you're married. I guess they let you go and see somebody. That could be something. I guess that's kind of a reason to do it. But I guess if I were to get married, I wouldn't want to do it through a state method because I wouldn't want to deal with the state divorce system. But, you know, for all I know, they're still going to impose themselves on me anyway, because there's some places where even if you live with somebody, they consider you married. What's that called? Right. Common law marriage or something like that. So, I mean,
which
to some extent, you can't avoid
it. It's true in New Hampshire in death. If you live with someone for 7 years and then,
you
die,
they get half your stuff or something like that, or all your stuff.
They get all your stuff, yeah.
So you're welcome to share your thoughts on marriage and, you know, why it's declining. But it seems to me absurd to suggest that it's pornography's fault because, you know, for me, being with someone, and to me, marriage is, the good side of marriage is the idea of committing to somebody and, you know, loving that person and expressing that. I get that and I appreciate that. I don't feel like I need a government certificate to certify that kind of intention. But to me, it's not about sex. In fact, all the evidence suggests that people have less sex once they get married. Isn't that generally the idea? Is that people, it's at least that's a story I've heard of a zillion times, is that, oh yeah, after we got married, I turned off all the sex, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would seem to me that people who care about sex, if that's their intention of watching porn, is to get sexual gratification, that marriage is not the path towards sexual gratification for some people.
I wonder how many people get married, though, as they're having kids. You know, like, oh, don't.
Oh, yeah, we got knocked up, so might as well get married.
Because
yeah,
I think that you know, sex being turned off is kids. You know, that's when the sex goes away.
Okay.
I wouldn't think that it would necessarily be just marriage that would do that. I would wonder, though, but, you know, seems like it wouldn't be the case.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we were also discussing apathy. And why it is, you know, the people are they're frustrated with the system. They may not necessarily feel like anything can be done, but once they start doing something, like going to a protest, it never really turns into anything. And so apathy can lead to anger, which can lead to action, but lots of times the action is a dead end for people, which of course then leads back to apathy.
I was just imagining you saying that in some kind of a Yoda voice.
You're welcome to do an impression if you'd like.
No, I'm fine. Happy to Lane's the let anger, everyone which else leads imagine. To action. I mean, like,
and then it leads to a dead end.
Which leads to hatred, which leads to suffering. What? No, that's the wrong path.
I mean, I don't think that anger is the right road, and I try to stay off of it, off of it myself. But I don't think that even if you were happy and then you took actions that, you know, would work, because I think the action is where the failure comes in, is like, you know, going out and protesting whatever the problem is. As Alexander Haig is infamous for saying, you know, let them protest so long as they pay their taxes.
Yeah.
And then you pointed out, well, you know, if business owners stopped paying taxes, that would change things.
Yep.
That would be an action that would really make a difference.
Yeah.
So some action is better than others. Some action is more effective than others. And, of course, the most effective actions are the ones that involve the highest levels of risk, in my experience.
Right.
So what do you
and
do about that?
It's the same thing, you know, like these police protests, the protests against police violence. It's like, let's go out and protest. No, just stop paying their salaries. Because that's what you're doing. You're paying their salaries.
Sure.
And you're paying taxes. If you really are against police violence, say, not paying for it anymore.
Well, I'm with you. But unfortunately, that requires a level of risk that most people are not willing
like
to take.
If everyone went to those protests, like those... I don't know if you saw the video feeds or whatever of the protests that were happening in New York and Philly and D.C.
from last week?
Yeah, there were just massive
50,000 at least.
Massive amounts of people in the streets there. If all those people just said, nope, not paying taxes anymore.
It'd be huge. That would be huge. Especially the businesses, though, because the businesses are really the crux of the tax enforcement apparatus.
Right.
Considering that there are a lot of people who would listen to us saying, oh, yeah, don't pay taxes? Okay, great, I would love to do that, but the business I work with takes it out.
Right.
And they don't know how to get around that. Now, I've heard there's a way around it. I don't know what that way is. I've heard something about zero withholding or whatever, but I'm not going to give legal
advice.
I'm
just imagining hypothetical. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself here, but I'm just imagining hypothetical scenarios of bureaucrats trying to be like, well, we're going to have to raise the police salaries this year, but because you people are paying your taxes, we're going to end funding to the roads, so...
Yeah, they would do
like
that.
Like, whatever kind of things that they would try to do to be like, well, we know you care about this police issue, so we're going to give money to the police, but we're going to take it away from public education. That's where we're going to take it away from.
Well,
you know,
that's
like,
the thing.
That's like how
you're right.
You know, how they extort people for money.
Yeah, I think you're right. Even if you did have a chunk of those, let's say the 50,000 in the streets in New York, even if you had a chunk of them willing to not pay taxes, they would start to reconsider their choice when they realize that they don't have the ability to direct where the tax money goes. And
right.
Some of them are probably people who like the government in general.
Right.
Know, that they think they think government's a fine idea. It's just those police that are the problem.
Right.
And so then they would say to themselves, well, I still support taking care of the homeless and the welfare system. We need to have that health care, et cetera, et cetera. And then they would justify themselves right back in to paying the taxes. And then they would, of course, try to come up with some other option. Well, we have to pay taxes, so we need to have an oversight board or some other
right.
sort of political solution that, of course, historically has never worked to keep the police in check.
Right.
So I'm with you, Johnson. It's just that right now we don't have the people, not even within the liberty movement, do we have the level of
right.
willingness to not pay taxes. Because, look, people are scared, and for good reason, right? The government's a scary group of people who will put you in a prison cell or kill you if you don't go along with what it is they want you to do. And the people in the liberty movement are well aware of that. I mean, most people know it inherently, but they don't like to talk about it. People within the liberty movement certainly know that the government is force and that the government is willing to use violence, and most of them don't want them using the violence on them, which is why it's hard as hell to get people to engage in civil disobedience or to even do something so simple as to take a traffic ticket to court.
Right.
I mean, Mark Edge, who is normally sitting in your seat here on Sunday nights, he's on a little vacation for a few weeks right now, but, you know, even though he has gone to court and taken a traffic ticket to court, he will not take a parking ticket to court. Because, you know, he just doesn't want to spend the time on it. He knows they're going to suck away his time. Even if he ultimately wins the case, there's, you know, at least a couple of hours that he's had to spend.
Here's what I did recently, and I didn't take my traffic ticket all the way to court because I had, you know, a family tragedy kind of happen, so I just didn't have the time to deal with it. So I took it in and said I was going to take it to court. I made them fill out the paperwork for that. And then I made them stand around wait for the cop to come to serve me. And then I went to court right before there was going to be a trial, and I had it changed to change my plea and made them fill out the paperwork for that. So I definitely got the $5, well over the $5 worth, without even having to go to court.
We'll come back with more in moments. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.34, $630.67 for a half ounce, or $315.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.34, $630.67, and $315.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, the Atheist's Ten Commandments. I was actually surprised that Johnson hadn't heard about this. As the resident atheist here on the Sunday night show, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll get to that when we get a chance. 855-450-3733. Maybe you would like to comment on the discussion we had earlier tonight about marriage and its decline in the United States. Some people are blaming pornography because, well, I guess they want to blame something instead of, you know, I think what Johnson pointed out earlier was the fact that government has destroyed marriage, that the divorce process is a terrible, arduous process that has been made that way by the lawyers, by the lawyer industrial complex, which, of course, profits from your marriage's failure. And so it's just an absolute mess. You're welcome to share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So in addition to that, we were talking about apathy and activism and how to, I guess, move from apathy into action without moving back into apathy, which I think is the most common thing that happens, is that if somebody gets activated on some sort of an issue, like, let's say, police abuse, police accountability, somebody gets active, they get activated, they get out there, they get excited, they feel like they're doing something, and then they look at the results, and nothing changes. You know, for whatever protests we've had in this country over the years, the police are not getting nicer to folks. And now you've got more protests than ever about the police. It's really become an issue that's been raised to the forefront, which I think is good. I just want to make it clear, I'm not knocking the act of a protest. I'm not. I've engaged in it, and I will engage in them in the future. But I just know that people get frustrated by the lack of any real significant change that comes out of that stuff. So share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE, and you can get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. Here's how you do it. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You get signed up there for their auto ship program. Your first pound's free. You just pay the shipping cost, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. But BuzzBox and Free Talk Live teamed up with Kiva.org to help fund microloans to folks. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. But the expectation is that you're going to really like this coffee because it's good quality. It's great quality, in fact. Shade grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. This is great coffee, and it's priced competitively with other high-end coffees. But it's the other things that make BuzzBox even more special. The auto-ship program's pretty cool. But the fact is, for every 10 Free Talk Live listeners signing up at coffee.freetalklive.com, we'll be able to fund microloans, and apparently as many as one per month for every 10 listeners. I didn't know that when I first started talking about BuzzBox. It's way more microloans than I really initially had thought, which is even better. But microloans to help people in tough parts of the world make a better life for themselves. So you help others by drinking some of the best coffee you can get in the world from BuzzBox. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. That's coffee.freetalklive.com and get your free pound just by paying that shipping cost. And again, you can cancel anytime. Let's go to Moses listening in Tallahassee to WVFT. Hey, Moses.
Hey, good evening, Free Talk. How you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. Doing splendid. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Again, I'm 59, and I grew up Southern Baptist. And but after the murder of one of my brothers, my baby brother in 94, I questioned God and, you know, and what is life, and I was led to seek a lot of knowledge of spiritual truths and religion and mythology and beliefs. But again, this country claims to be predominantly Christian, but in Jeremiah 10, verses 1 through 4, it proclaimed that it was the heathen custom that one cuts the tree out of the forest by the workmen of an axe, and they decked it with ornaments of silver and gold, and they put it on a stand so it would not move. And that's proclaiming to be a paganist or a heathen practices.
Did come from a pagan holiday known as Saturnalia.
Right. So just to clarify what you're saying, because it's a little scattered.
What you're saying is that the pagans came up with Christmas, and then, you know, since they came up with the trappings of Christmas, and the Christians lifted the ideas, a lot of them. Is that right?
Yes, basically. But we are still following these, not just Christmas, but a lot of pagan holidays that we know not which they come from. But we, a lot of them, especially the one that proclaimeth to be of God, whether it be Christmas and Easter, those two. But you got Valentine's and Halloween, you know. And my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. And we're still proclaiming it in 2014, you know, still year after year, this vicious cycle of the same old crowd. I don't see why we're still doing it if we're seeking to be free and liberate us from these mental shackles. We got all this sci-fi
I don't know if people are seeking to be free, Moses. I think that people are seeking security. I think that the average person, a lot of them think they're already free. I don't know. I don't know what the percentages are. I'd be very interested in hearing whether or not Americans actually think they're free these days. I don't know what they would say.
I don't want to hold you guys, but I appreciate that you're...
Thanks, Moses. I appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for making it. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. What if there was a poll done asking Americans, what is more important, security or freedom?
Right.
And I would just be interested to see what the responses to that would be. I would bet you majority of Americans would say security.
Yeah.
I mean,
probably right on that.
Look at the acceptance, the mass acceptance of the TSA. Sure, some people are upset about it, but when you interview them, they'll say things like, oh, well, it's a good thing they're there, you know? I mean, there's terrorists out there. Well, yeah. I don't like having to bend over and get a cavity search, but, yeah, no, what's the price we got to pay to have freedom?
I feel like whenever I'm hearing the average American speak, it's like, well, you know, absolutely, I think we need that, you know, the TSA and the services, and we need more police. I mean, regardless of the fact that, you know, you're eight times as likely to die by a police officer as you are by a terrorist, you know, we got to be scared of these terrorists. And by the way, do you have any lottery tickets for sale? Because I really failed math. I don't know anything in regards to science either, because I'm an American, and when it comes to science and math, I'm halfway just completely...
Carl is in Atlantic City. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WPG. Hey, Carl.
Well, I heard you guys say, take the money from the schools and pave the roads. In Atlantic City, that's what I want done. They want to raise the gas tax. Now, listen to me. Superstorm Sandy, a lot of people left Atlantic City and their kids. 10,000 lost their jobs because of the casinos. A lot have left and are gone, took their kids. I've asked how many students are left in Atlantic City. They won't tell me. No, they'll tell you how many are left. They won't tell you how many were there before, because that should mean less teachers, less staff, less administration. And I don't know. I think they're trying to...
Oh, they've been losing pupils in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're living, and their budgets keep going up.
Yep. And I bet you this. I bet if you were to get enough people together, right? Let's say you did a private fundraiser, got enough money together, and went out with a crew to repair the roads yourself. They'd arrest you.
You would absolutely be arrested for that. Hey, Carl, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-453. That is the Pro XVN toll-free line. 855-450-3733. We're here live on this Sunday evening. Whether you want to talk about the decline of marriage, Americans' apathy, or whatever's on your mind, it goes here on Free Talk Live.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-less sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts. Coming up, the 10 Atheist Commandments. I have not read through them all. Johnson, you've not heard of a single one. So we will share those with you here in a little bit. Our toll-free number is 855-453, and you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out in that way. If you do Skype, you do have to send a contact request first, and then it'll be approved after that. It's easy to call from that point on in the Skype land. If you are interested in the future of Bitcoin and the peer-to-peer economy in general, you should head down to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, March 28th and 29th. That's coming up in just a few months. It's going to be here before you know it. Speakers, exhibitions, it's a great opportunity to do some networking, and they'll be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon, the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. Mark and I were there last year for this event, the very first one that they did last year. It was a great event, and I think it's going to be even better this time out. I'm excited because they're changing the venue. That was my one critique of the first year event, was the venue was in a racetrack, which is kind of cool, but it was also in the middle of nowhere, and so you kind of had to drive away from Austin for a little while to get to this place. Now it's going to be in the heart of downtown Austin, which I think if you're going to have a conference, it should be in a city, and it should be, you know, downtown. downtown. So good on them for that. TexasBitcoinConference.com. You can go there and use code FTL to get you a $25 discount on their already low $150 price point. Look, this is going to be the place to be whether you are really heavily into Bitcoin or just curious. If you want a glimpse into the future, you want to be in Austin on March 28th and 29th. And by the way, that $150 price point, if you use code FTL, another $25 of it is going to be donated to Sean's Outpost, which is a homeless Bitcoin-accepting charity in Florida. And we've talked to the organizer behind Sean's Outpost, great charity. So you are helping charity, and you're getting a great ticket for an awesome event. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Free Talk Live will be in attendance again this year, so we look forward to seeing you there. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Code is FTL. Let's talk to Bruce. He's in North Carolina listening to WWNC in Asheville. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel this country and this people are just got a little bit too spoiled. You know, it's nothing wrong with having good things.
Okay.
But there's a definitely something wrong with not working for them or not appreciating them.
And I no think doubt. Yeah.
I think that's what this country has come to. You know, everybody wants more, and it's okay to want, but you got to appreciate why. And these people are just, I don't know. I'm one of them, too. You know, I always want more. But, you know, when are you going to be satisfied?
You know, well, that's an excellent question. And I think the world goes around based on the idea that people always want something better, right? Like, it's the reason we have all the wonderful things we have today is because somebody decided, hey, you know, I'd like to be warm when it's cold out. Or, you know, I'd like to not have the wind blowing into me at all times. So they build a house and then they come up with ways to, you know, heat those houses. And, you know, all the comforts that we have, the things that we take for granted, the things that, are, as you're saying, Bruce, may spoil us, they weren't bad. You know, for people to seek those things. But I also agree that it's important to be satisfied with what you have. But I don't think you can eliminate, nor should you eliminate, the desire to achieve, right? Because
definitely not. I mean, that's how we get better.
But right, like, so there's a difference between the... Go ahead.
Well, no, I said that's how we get better. But like you said, you have to appreciate it.
And yeah, for sure.
Dating anymore. You know, I see it with my own children. I see it with people around me. We don't know who our neighbors are, or we're afraid of them. Some weirdo in North Korea or wherever threatens a movie theater, and the whole country goes berserk. You know, I'm the first one to stand up in that movie theater and stand outside and buy a ticket. You know, I mean, I fought for this freedom, and I enjoy it. Not that I love, you know, fighting, but...
You can't blame a movie company or the theater company for backing out on that thing, right? Like, because there was a threat.
Right, they had a lot.
I mean, it's not worth it. I mean, the movie didn't look that good to take the risk with. It really didn't look that good at all, in my opinion. In fact, there were some Sony emails that were revealed where the CEOs or whatever, the executives were even saying they thought the movie looked like crap. So I'm personally not interested in seeing it because it just didn't look funny to me, despite all of the, you know, the publicity that has surrounded it. But I think that, you know, you're right that there is some real value in standing against a threat and defying those threats, no doubt about it. And secondly, I think you're also correct in pointing out that people should show appreciation. I think that it's one of the most important things to do. There's only one day a year where people show appreciation in the United States, Thanksgiving. Right. And, you know, it should be an everyday process. It should be something where you are constantly thinking about how appreciative you are of the wonderful things that we have in life, because otherwise it's really easy to get bogged down in negativity, isn't it?
Very much so. Very much so. And that's, you know, I don't feel like giving up, but I just get so depressed over everybody whining about, you know, I want more. I go to the VA, and I love the VA. But you hear all the people talking like what they deserve. Mm. And, hey, I mean, come on. You got a house. You got a car. You got three TVs. You don't even have to move. You're sitting there eating cream cheese pies every day, and you're saying, you know, nobody's fair to me.
Right. What more do you need? You got your cream cheese pies? Three televisions?
Yeah.
Bruce, thanks, man. Good perspective. I appreciate your call tonight. I really do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. The bonbons, how about that?
What is a cream cheese pie?
I think it was kind of like, you know, the bonbon.
I know, but still fun. I mean, just that. I mean, I think like, okay, maybe cheesecake, okay, or, you know, like something, but what is a cream cheese pie? It's just a hilarious, like, fictional food item to just be like,
the most decadent,
horrible thing you can think of is a cream cheese pie.
Share with us your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. But no, I think that he's right, and especially from, like, a personal health perspective, not just from society, because, you know, what he was observing was that this seems all around him and that it's disappointing and that people are spoiled. And I think that not being appreciative of the good things in life, it certainly will manifest outwardly into a negative societal effect, but it also hurts you personally as well. It's important to show gratitude, you know, and doing it one day a year isn't good enough. Even if you're not doing it outwardly, I mean, it's still good to thank people, you know, like, thank you, Johnson, for coming here and doing Free Talk Live tonight. I appreciate that. It's good to express that to another individual because then they know that you appreciate them and that helps create, you know, a long-lasting bond in a relationship. But it's also good for you to show your own appreciation to yourself about the good things that you have in life. Like, it's nice that we have air conditioning and heating and that we're relatively comfortable compared to people in the past. And, yeah, it sucks that, you know, the government is terrible and there's all kinds of bad things going on. But, you know, you get to choose what you focus on, right? Like, you can choose to focus on all the bad stuff, or you can choose to focus on things that are happy, you know, things that are good. It's not to say that you should live in a Pollyanna world where everything is perfect and, you know, there's no problems. Obviously, there are problems, and that's what we're working towards. We're working towards solving those problems, which I think comes back to that conversation we were having earlier about, you know, what are the solutions to these problems?
Well, I think that was part of his point, though. Some people are working towards solving these problems. Other people are just sitting around whining about it.
Fair enough. Well, I'm right, and that comes back from, you know, the fact that they don't, they're probably just focusing on the problems in life and, you know, not showing appreciation. I totally agree with where he was coming from there. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, but, you know, when we finally get down to the issues, we can identify the problems. We're pretty good at that. You know, okay, the police. There are some serious problems there. We can identify what's wrong with the police, and we can say, okay, well, they're a monopoly on force, and so as a monopoly, they just aren't concerned with customer service. Maybe some of them are, you know, more so than others. I think some cops are better than others, but, you know, they're not helping people generally. They're threatening them, and they're taking from them, and they're issuing threats, written threats that are backed by the threat of violence. You know, how do we stop that from happening? Well, there's no easy solution to that. You have to change the legislative process. Well, how the hell do you do that? Well, that's not working for most people pretty much anywhere, except for here in New Hampshire, where we have the Free State Project. And if you love liberty, that is a solution for you. You go to freestateproject.org if you care about freedom and you're willing to respect others' freedom. Go to freestateproject.org, get signed up, and start making plans to get here to join us in New Hampshire, where we have a choice.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com.
At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true. Trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity for the the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves here on this live Sunday edition. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, the atheist 10 commandments. Didn't think I was going to see that ever happen, but apparently it's happened. We'll share them with you.
Commanded by whom? Some guy?
That's a good point. I don't know, Johnson. We'll get into the details on that. Johnson is the resident atheist in the studio here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about apathy. And people, you know, being frustrated and not knowing what to do about the problems in the world, specifically in the United States, and, you know, getting out and getting angry about it, shouting and waving signs and having protests. But ultimately, where do you go from there? What is, you know, a legitimate form of action what is a form of action that will result in actual change, in change in the direction that we want to see? I don't really have a good answer for you, at least on the national level. I have a good answer on the local level, which is the Free State Project. That is to get people who love liberty, I touched on it a moment ago, get people who love liberty, like you and I, Johnson, to move to the same geographic area so we can concentrate our activism and concentrate our efforts and concentrate the ideas, more importantly. Because you can be as active as you want, and you're never going to get anywhere if people aren't adopting the ideas that you're pushing. And with the Liberty Movement, we've been trying for decades all around the United States and around the globe on a wider perspective to put forth the ideas of individual liberty, personal freedom, allowing others to be free in order so that you can be free. These are important concepts. They're not new concepts. They're good ones, but they've been sort of lost to the world. And we've really not made any headway.
Yeah, I would like to see even here. I can't wait for the day where we hear the story is that where some report comes out that says New Hampshire mysteriously its tax revenue per capita has been falling. We don't quite understand why.
Yeah, well, at the same time,
like, why hasn't that story happened at all yet? Because so far, for the most part, I think the Free Staters are still participating in the tax system.
Oh, I see what you mean. Tax revenue as far as the amount collected just by virtue of the fact that people aren't paying.
It's like, why? There's more people showing up in New Hampshire all the time. But the tax revenue isn't increasing. Why is that happening?
I thought you were talking about how liberty activists in the state legislature actually cut the state budget a couple of
years ago. That happened. That's nice,
yeah,
too.
That did actually happen. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com, 101reasonsfilm.com. You can check out an hour-long documentary. And you can watch it in bites. You know, you don't have, if you're time challenged, you know, watch 10 minutes while you're getting coffee in the morning and then, you know, watch 10 minutes the next day. It's loaded up with information about why New Hampshire is the destination for people who care about liberty.
Speaking of 101, you know, I was working at the thrift store the other day and I had a guy.
That's right.
There's a guy who's been buying a lot of knives, like basically decorative kind of show pieces or whatever, and a guy was buying a knife, and, you know, he bought a bunch of knives at one point, and he's like, you know, he said something about driving. He's like, well, I better not get caught driving with these, and I'm like, you know, I believe within the past couple of years, there are no laws in the books regarding knives. He's like, you know, I'm like, I'm not a lawyer, but...
Yep.
Pretty
always
sure
good.
That's
it's always good to preface ideas like that.
I'm
not a lawyer.
I'm not a lawyer, but, you know, New Hampshire doesn't have any laws on the books at all regarding knives anymore. They were all removed.
That's right, within the last decade, yeah.
Because of the Free State Project.
Specifically because of Free State Project early mover Jen Coffey, who's
right.
One of the people featured in the 101 Reasons film.
So he had nothing to fret.
Yes,
about
indeed.
Driving around with a knife. Like, oh, I mean, firearms are another matter. I think in certain states, if you're driving elsewhere, like through... For example, Massachusetts or New York, you're likely to have some serious problems.
The Free State Project is proof of concept.
Yeah.
It's no longer just an idea. And it was, for a long time, just a great idea of people, hey, let's move libertarians together. Well, now over 1,600 of us are here in New Hampshire, and over 16,000 are pledged to move here. And we want to reach 20,000. That's the ultimate goal, is to reach 20,000 people who will pledge to move to New Hampshire. And then there's, once that 20,000 is reached, there's a 5-year window of time that all 20,000 have to make the move. Now, let's be realistic. All 20,000 are not going to move. Some of them are dead. Some of them have forgotten that we exist, etc. But if we can get 10,000...
Nay, I say they all will move.
If we can get 10,000... Well, Johnson, I would say that over time we'll get 20,000.
Sure.
But as far as the 20,000 Free Staters themselves...
I think we can do it within 5 years of hitting the number. I think it's possible.
You mean 20,000 people total, not necessarily Free Staters, because
sure.
Of those people are dead, and they're just not going to move.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
But I don't think we have to shut off the sign-ons at that time.
Well, that's the thing. The Free State Project may be shutting down at the time it reaches 20,000.
And I hope that doesn't happen. I hope we continue to try and attract signers.
I think there's going to be two sides to that argument. There's going to be
sure
a side
be.
Of people on your side who say... Keep it going. Keep attracting people here, and then
and here's the wonderful
group who
thing.
Says,
about,
no,
here's the one, here's the wonderful thing about the way the liberty movement works. Because there will be two sides to that argument, it will keep going. Sorry, tough luck. You want it because it comes down to this: if you want it to happen, you do it. If you don't want it to happen, what are you going to do? Use force to stop us?
Yeah, well, I guess it would also depend, Johnson, because what if the board members of the Free State
we're
Project...
We're going to call... Then we'll rename it to the Free State Project Continued Incorporated.
Yeah, you could do that.
It's a new name.
What about
Sorry.
The website?
Okay. You shut it down, we'll buy the domain name.
Maybe.
Unless you're forcibly, you know, shutting it down or whatever. Like, again, it's going to come down to... You would have to use force to stop it.
I don't know how I feel about this one. I think at one time I wanted it to continue on, but on the other hand, the Free State Project board is, like a lot of boards, you know, somewhat bureaucratic.
Sure, I agree with that, yeah.
Frustrating to deal with, and, you know, maybe we could do better with a different organization
right.
of some sort. So,
but, I mean, I think if the only goal is to attract new signers, then that's it. That's
yeah.
what the purpose of the Free State Project
and
is always should be, and it should be continued to just do that.
Right, and it wouldn't make sense to shut down Porkfest or the Liberty Forum,
right.
which are two of the most popular freedom-oriented events probably on the globe at this
right.
point. And those are run by the Free State Project. Like, the Free State Project basically does three things.
Right.
They do Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival every year in the summer. They do the Liberty Forum, which is coming up in early March, by the way. That's coming up very soon. You can go and get your tickets for that at nhlibertyforum.com. We will be there, by the way, broadcasting live. And so they do those two events, and then they do whatever they can to encourage people who love liberty to move to New Hampshire. I guess I would say that if that's all they were doing, then I wouldn't oppose them continuing, but I know that their original intention was to shut the organization down.
Right.
So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see when we cross that bridge.
Because here's the reason why I want to see it continue is because population curves are exponential.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, we're going to the number of signers has been speeding up. You know, and it's going to continue to speed up. So, you know, the 5 years, you know, when you start seeing doublings start to happen to closer to the end, you know, of a population curve,
mm-hmm.
you know, that 5 years that it has taken 10 years to get all 20,000 or whatever, what is it? It's a little over 10 years.
2001
now.
Is when the Free State Project was created. So it's looking like it's going to be 15 years before we get to 20,000.
Right. But in that last 5 years, you know, or whatever, like we're getting more and more. I mean, when did we hit 10,000?
I don't recall.
Like it was
somebody's
not,
been tracking this, Johnson. It hasn't been me.
I know, but it hasn't been linear. I mean, it's been like, you know, that... Like
well, there was a shot up initially before the Free State Project
reached its... Right, that was the first 5,000.
Right, the first 5,000 because at that time, the Free State Project had not yet chosen the state to which the move would happen.
Right.
And then once New Hampshire was chosen, the sign-ups dropped off dramatically.
Right, but it was still a curve. It just became a new population growth curve that was slower, and it was a curve. And so most of the remainder of the 16,000 or whatever, if you let's say 11,000 because 11 since the first five, mm-hmm. right? That most of the remaining 11,000 has occurred pretty recently.
I don't know.
Shot up. It's been.
It seems to have increased, but I don't know if it's shot up. I don't know. You'd have to get the numbers. There's monthly numbers, and then you'd have to chart them out. And you're good at that kind of thing. I'm surprised. I'd be surprised if someone else hasn't already done that.
Right. I did math originally that said it's 2016, and it's and I did that in 2009.
And I would say it's about right.
I was dead on. You know, and it's like here it is. I mean, that's the way population growth curves work. So
as long as it's a good idea, one worth growing, right?
Right.
This is a good idea, and we've got the proof that it's real, because it's not just a bunch of people hanging out on a Yahoo group, which is what it was in 2001 when the idea first came about. Like, let's move some libertarians together. Well, now 1,600 of them are together, and there's amazing stuff that's been happening here. So you want a solution, this is it.
What I'm suggesting is that if it continues in 5 years, you know, from 2016 to 2021... if it continues on, it could be potential another 10, 20,000 signers in that following 5 years following the success of the original Free State Project. You know,
I think you're right about
signers.
That, especially as people start to move.
Right.
Because what you'll have happen is right now you've got 16,000. Yeah, well, you've got 16,000 people who've said, I'll move once 20,000 people move. And that's just not as powerful of a statement to, like, your friends and family as saying, okay, bye.
Right.
I'm going to New Hampshire now, and people actually moving away from where they're from and where they've been living for a long time and all their networks, that's such a huge commitment to make. It's a big commitment in advance, but to actually follow through, I think will actually encourage, Johnson's really moving out of this Connecticut place. Maybe we should do the same thing. He might be on to something. All right, more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators Floorbuster Deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.